And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us this Thursday, the 4th after September. That's right, September number 4. We have a busy show today. I'm going to be talking to the folks from Dewey Humboldt about the Alba Fria Festival, other things going on down there that we probably need to be aware of, but the Alba Fria Festival is a big one. County Fair starts this weekend, and we have Diamondbacks baseball tomorrow night at Cincinnati. So there will be no Let's Talk Sports tomorrow afternoon. That first pitch is at 4:10 tomorrow. And then, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, Detroit Lions at the Arizona Cardinals football. We'll have that live this Sunday at noon. And I think there's a game tonight. Who's playing tonight? It's the Green Bay Packers and some high school. So we'll be back. I've got a limerick in the second half of the show. I've got a limerick for you, and it's okay. It's all right. It's not one of them. This is hands-free radio, by the way, so if you will just drive along and listen, we have Sanford Cohen interviewing the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame guitarist Chuck Hall, who will be over in Sedona this Saturday or Friday night, and we'll talk more with Sanford and all that right after we pause for these words. Don't go away. We'll be right back on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Dewey Humboldt, Mayor, Cottonwood, around the world, KQNA.com. Stay tuned for Sanford Cohen.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Joining me now here on Talk of the Town is a member of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. He's won Best Blues Guitarist here in Arizona, born in Louisiana, raised on the Texas side, a guy that has 35-plus years in the music business, opening for people like Albert Collins, B.B. King, Johnny Winter, and Willie Dixon, Robert Cray, Greg Allman, on and on and on. He is Chuck Hall. He joins me now here on KQ&A. Chuck, nice to have you with us.
Oh, man, Sanford, good to be here. And let me attribute that born in Louisiana and raised on the Texas side quote to Clarence Gatemouth Brown, but it actually applies to me quite as well.
This interview would not even be possible had it not been for a chance meeting between you and I, which I want to share with the listeners real quick. We were over at the Page Springs Winery having a little afternoon tasting, and there was a guy there playing some acoustic guitar, you know, some Beatles and some other things. And, you know, so I just happened to ask the server. I said, so who's playing guitar? And she said, Chuck Hall. And I said, oh, is he local? She goes, yeah, I think so. And anyway, so I was going to come over and say hello, you know, when we were leaving, but you had taken a break and you're talking with a couple other folks. Well, a couple days later, Jody from our office says to me, so are you going to go to the Windsock to see Chuck Hall? And I go, Chuck Hall. What does he look like? And sure enough, she pulls out this picture of you. I go, that's the guy we saw at Page Springs. So I got to ask, first of all, and we're going to talk about your great blues performances, but that acoustic thing, when did that come about? And is this like tapping into a different side of you?
Yeah, you know, that's a nylon string guitar I play, and I've always had a nylon string around, and I've always loved Spanish guitar and classical guitar like Andre Segovia. And every time I would pick up my little nylon guitar or something cool would happen and I would promptly forget it. You know, I never bothered to finish it or record anything. And then when I got together with my wife about 7 years ago, I don't know exactly what happened. She was a catalyst for this, I suppose you could say. That was the point where I said, man, I'm going to start finishing this. I'm going to develop a solo show that's all nylon string instrumental. That's what I want to do. So I started off with one or two, maybe three finished pieces that I could play, and she put up with me turning that into about 3.5 hours worth of material, and I can tell you that took a lot of woodshed. So I have to give her a lot of credit. And I also, whenever I stop and think about this, I wonder if it would have even happened if I hadn't gotten together with her. You know, I'm not sure about that.
So now, when did you first start getting interested in the blues? And how did your initial marriage to the guitar get started?
Oh, boy. Well, my mother is a classical pianist, so I heard music before I was born. I know I did. My dad would bring home great records, so when we were little guys, we heard my mom playing Mozart and Beethoven on the piano, and my dad playing all this great music that he brought home from the record shop. Then on the radio, we would hear all this cool stuff, and it was all just great music to me. I didn't know, you know, what you called any of it back then. There were no labels. I can remember hearing John Lee Hooker and Jimmy Reed and Elvis and all the way to Frank Sinatra on the same radio station. You know what I mean? It was that inclusive. Then my dad brought home a record. I must have been about 7 when I heard this, and I heard this stinging solo sound. And I'm like, what is that? He said, that's an electric guitar. And I kind of went nuts over that. It was probably another 3 years before I convinced my parents that I really meant business, that I wanted to play guitar, you know. And it was that moment, though, I can still remember asking my dad, what is that sound?
Well, you don't just simply play guitar, Chuck, if I may say so. I think you actually attack the guitar when you play, and it is really, as an audience member, it's great to watch somebody having so much fun and getting so soulfully involved in making some of the, you know, most soulful blues guitar that I've heard. Is there any, we mentioned a few of the people that you've opened for. Was there someone that, like, discovered you? Was the, did someday the switch just flipped and all of a sudden it's like, wow, this guy is like got some really serious chops? When did that come about?
B.B. King, and I can tell you exactly how that came about. When Cream was just coming on to the scene, and I became aware of Eric Clapton, of course. Well, I read an interview where he said, well, you know, somebody asked him, what do you call this music? He goes, well, this is just our version of American blues. You should go find your blues guitarists like B.B. King. And I went, okay. So I was probably about 12 or 13. So I went down to the store and got a B.B. King record. The minute the needle hit the record, I go, wait a minute. So this is blues. So I've been listening to this my whole life. I didn't know what it was. And B.B.'s way of doing it just struck a heavy-duty chord with me to the point where I kind of wanted to grow up to B.B. King.
Forgive me for using the term, you know, tricks, but, you know, there are ways in which you bend strings and do kind of different things with the guitar to get really unique sounds out of it. Where did you learn to do that?
You know, I'm not sure. I guess I've just seen some people over the years, like Roy Buchanan, get all these wild sounds out of just a Telecaster and a Fender amp. You know, he didn't have anything between him and the amp. He was a master at getting these, like, just crying toned and just pinched harmonics that would scream. And I'm sure that had some effect. And also, I learned real fast, when you turn a tube amp up loud, you can make it get some pretty odd noises if you're willing to work the guitar a little bit.
Now, it's one thing to be technically proficient with the guitar. It's a whole other thing to sit there and actually write songs. So what was, like, the first song that you wrote? And with artists, a lot of their creations are like children. You can't really pick between them. But how did you get the inspiration to write songs? And was it hard for you to do it? Did it take time for you to perfect a certain style? Or how did that come about?
Writing songs, I remember my first song was called Wildfire for some reason. I don't remember exactly why. The minute I had an instrument that I could play, I just started creating music. Kind of was coming out of me, you know. And I learned many years later, in fact, just this year, finally, my mom, who's 89, she actually studied composition in college. I never knew that. So I'm thinking I must have gathered some of that energy that she had for that, just being around her. Let me see, the rest of that. Well, let me give you a great example about inspiration. A buddy of mine sent me a video today of a Brazilian guitarist, a lady, in 1966 playing this beautiful piece of music. It was really different from what I'm used to, I guess you could say, and it inspired me. I've already, while I was waiting for you to call, I've almost written a whole piece around the melodies that were swirling around in my head after I listened to that video.
Wow.
That's just how it happens. It's hard to explain.
The creative process can happen a bunch of different ways. You hear stories about how these very well-received and songs that are just hugely popular were like written on a napkin, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like you get a riff in your head and you just, it turns into something else and just kind of ultimately morphs into a piece of music. The Chuck Hall Band now, you're basically playing a three-piece power trio. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, for the most part. I don't really do a set group of guys anymore. I have a number of people that are really good that I can call that are kind of familiar with what I do. And I used to have a specific show, and we rehearsed a lot. And I wrote a lot of music for that band. This was close to 30 years ago. But let me take that back. It was about almost 20 years ago that I kind of stopped doing that, where I had a set show with a lot of music that I had written. What I do now is I'll see who's available. By the way, I love Bob and Rich. You saw us at the Windsock and the Rickety Cricket.
Yep.
With those two guys. They really kill it. But what I do is what I kind of, it's kind of like a respectful blues journey where I just pick these old classic songs from the guys. Most of them are gone now, but they gave us this music. You know, it's wonderful music. And what I do is I pick a number of tunes that I can remember the lyrics to. And I'll find kind of some funky way of my own of doing the music. And I'll just show the guys on stage pretty much, tell them what key it's in, play a little bit of the riff, and then we're off to the races. And since we all speak the same language musically, you know, that works quite well. Now, having said that, I've played with Bob and Rich a number of times, and then I've played with some of the other people I use a number of times. So we've all kind of gotten used to doing this together. And for me, it's huge fun. I mean, those are the classic songs, man, brought this music to life.
Now, in your musical career, you know, most of which has been spent here in Arizona, was there ever a time where somebody, thought, well, this guy is ready to break nationally, you know, and, because, you know, so many times it's just the sun, the moon, and the stars all have to line up in perfect order in order for some guys to get a break. And I wonder if that happened for you at any particular moment or two that you'd like to, you know, reflect on?
Yes, it has happened a few times. Actually, we've gotten real close, and maybe the best example I could give you is Julian Lennon was in town to do a show. This was probably about 89 or so, 1989, and he had just put out this record and that I was familiar with, actually. Well, I look out in the audience, and he's in my show. He and his band, their management, they had the night off. Their management had sent them down to see me, which I don't know who that was, but that was kind of cool. So we ended up hanging out and did a little after-hours partying and swapped phone numbers. And he called the next day. Basically, he wanted me to be on his next record. And I'm thinking, okay, this might be a big shot here. We talked on the phone a few times. I spoke to his management. And then he just kind of, nobody heard from him for a while. I don't know exactly what happened after that one record. And he's been back at it since. He was a wonderful guy. I wish that had come through. But, you know, who knows? I don't really know what the final deal was on that one. But I wasn't on the record, obviously.
Well, I tell you, there are just so many stories like that in the music business where, you know, if only, you know. But by the same token, I don't sense for you, Chuck Hall, that there's any regrets at all. When I have seen your recent performances, as you mentioned, appearances at the Windsock Lounge, not as part of the Blues Jam, but as the headliner, and also at Rickety Crickets, the one thing that those two venues had in common was that that's about as full as I've ever seen either one of those places when the Chuck Hall band was playing.
Awesome. You know, for me, it's all about the music. I never really looked at it like I'm going to make it. You know, I got to make it this or that. It's just about getting the music the way I want it, the way I hear it in my head. That's really what it's about.
What can we expect from you now in the future? The music business obviously has changed quite a bit in terms of the way in which musicians make money. The idea of being able to sell your music now and have that be sustaining, everybody's finding it tough to do it that way. A lot of times it's merchandising, it's concerts, it's things like that. I guess I'd want to start with how important or how much of a verification of your talent was the induction in the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame?
Back then, Hans Olsen had a lot to do with that. I've always admired and respected Hans, and I'll never forget the first night I heard him. He was playing stuff that sounded like an old Texas guy named Lightnin' Hopkins, and not a lot of people know Lightnin', and I'm like, oh my God, this guy knows. He's had to have heard Lightnin' Hopkins. So immediately we had a tight bond. And when he approached me, you know, that they wanted to induct me into the Hall of Fame, I thought, well, this is great. I love this. It's coming from Hans and then some of my peers. And you just feel a nice level of respect. I had a ball with that. I'm still proud of that.
Now, there's a number of names here that you've opened for over the years. We went through some of them. I'm just kind of do like a lightning round, I guess, if you want. You had a chance to open for B.B. King. That had to be kind of otherworldly when you're a teenager and you're dropping the needle and hearing B.B. King, and that kind of inspires you to pursue a career as a blues guitarist, and then you end up opening for B.B. King. What was that like?
That was amazing. About And I'll go further on the story. About 3 years after I discovered who he was, we went to a concert, me and three of my friends. And after the show, we were walking around behind the venue, and we noticed a door on the back of the venue open. So we pushed it open, and it was backstage. DB spotted us, and he said, "Come on back, boys." I can still remember him saying that. He invited us into his dressing room. We probably spent an hour and a half with him that night. He was an absolute gentleman. I got to play Lucille for a minute. I mean, it was like, wow, I was amazed. This was an amazing adventure. And so I was about 16 then. Well, I was about, I think I was 29 when we got the call to open for PB, which, of course, and that was Celebrity Theater down in Phoenix, which just, I'm beside myself at this point. His management came up to us at the end of our set and said, "If you guys and anybody you brought with you would like to come hang out with Mr. King after the show, you're more than welcome." I mean, what a guy. So, of course, we went down there, and he put up with all kind of dumb questions from us, you know, and he was just an absolute gentleman. So then I replayed the story of how he had invited us back into his dressing room about 15 years before that. And he looked at me, and he starts laughing. He goes, "Son, I play 300-something days a year. I'm sorry, I don't remember that one." And for me, I went, I cracked up B.B. King. Awesome.
I, too, had a chance to sit with him after his appearance at Yavapai College in 2013. We were back awesome. in the green room. It was my wife and I and B.B. King and Stanley Jordan. And
oh, wow.
We were literally just sitting around just chatting about, he wanted to talk mostly about radio, about the days that he was on the radio as Blues Boy King.
That's Blues Boy King.
Yeah, yep. back in Memphis. So, but yeah, what a gentleman, like you said, just so,
yeah.
It almost seemed like he was happier to rap with the audience than he was to play. He just really wanted to talk with the people in attendance. Great guitarist though.
He kind of got to that point. After that first show I saw him back in, that must have been about 71. After that first show, then we started seeing him in nightclubs around Dallas at the time, and he was just smoking. I mean, he was on fire, man. It would bring me to tears over and over. And after meeting him and hanging out with the guy a little bit, you just, you know, he's one of those people you really want to be like.
On our Badass Blues radio station, we are celebrating B.B. King's birthday every year on September the 16th. This year, of course, will be no exception. And, of course, it's no coincidence that our call letters for Badass Blues are KXBB. Another one I wanted to mention was Johnny Winter. And the reason being, last time I saw Johnny Winter, he was on tour with his brother Edgar and Rick Derringer. And Johnny had to be helped out and sat on a chair and got to play some. This was probably just a few months before he passed away. Under what circumstances did you get to open for Johnny Winter?
Again, we just got the call. Back then, I played with a band called Texas Red and the Heartbreakers. It was a five-piece thing. And this guy, and Texas Red was the, he did all the business. So, you know, he tells us we're opening for Johnny Winter. I'm like, all right. Because there was another one of my big, huge influences. I listened to a lot of Johnny Winter, you know, growing up in Dallas. I mean, he's from Texas, South Texas. And so he was local, regional, and national, and international. But to us, you know, he was a Texas guy. And so naturally, I heard a lot of him. And I mean, he's a fierce player, just great. So that was really exciting for me. Yeah, Johnny, ooh, man. I'd like to think, actually, I'm more like a sponge that I've soaked up an incredible array of musicians over the years. And it's interesting, when you see me do my nylon string thing, that's really more of an expression of everything I've ever heard. I couldn't really do that with a band, so I do that on my, you know, on my own.
That's what I love about what you do. It's 100% natural. It's all you and the guys, and, you know, whatever improvisation you feel, you do it, and it really shows, and obviously the audience eats it up as well. Chuck Hall, thank you. Congratulations again on what has been a great career and some more to come with not just the Chuck Hall Band, but also Chuck Hall solo, and we'll keep people apprised of where you are and keep the good vibes coming. We really appreciate you joining us, Chuck.
Well, thank you very much, Sanford, and thanks for having me on, man. This was fun.
All right, thank you. Sanford Cohen talking with guitarist Chuck Hall, who will be the headliner at the Sedona Red Rockin' Blues Festival tomorrow night, Friday night. Now we're going to take a break in just a little bit. First of all, a limerick. There once was a cat named Clyde who resolved to commit suicide. It passed under the wheels of 8 automobiles, and after the 9th one, it died. We'll be back with Hands-Free, Brain-Free Radio right here on KQ&A. We'll be back with more with our guests, Victoria Webb, Terry Nolan from Dewey Humboldt, and who knows what our limericks might come up with. We'll be back on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world at KQ&A.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Gettle'sHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations, and enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Summertime blues.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's Patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
We're KQ&A.
You can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but please don't pick your friend's nose. That was a little You Pick It humor, because at You Pick It, we're all about picking parts. That's car and truck parts. With over 1,300 vehicles to choose from, save big bucks at You Pick It. We also pay for scrap, steel, and unwanted vehicles. Open 7 days a week at Prescott Valley and Flagstaff. Online at youpickaz.com. That's the letter youpickaz.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. For the last 17 years, there's been something for everyone at Olson's Arizona Aquafest, and it's free. Just show up at the Prescott Rodeo Rounds on Saturday, September 14th, and enjoy. This year's activities include some great demonstrations, including colt starting, improving stops and turns by trainer Mike Kevel. Come see an equine chiropractic demonstration by Renee Noriega, and for the first time at Aquafest, the Arizona State Barriers Association will sponsor the Pat Gallahan Memorial Horseshoeing Contest. Go to olsonsgrain.com for more info. By the way, the Highland Center for Natural History would like you to join them Sunday, September 22nd at the Windmill House in Chino Valley for their Wander the Wild fundraiser. Help children discover the wonders of nature by supporting this outstanding event. The live auction and dinner offer domestic and international outdoor adventure and experience packages, educational field trips, and nature-inspired works of art by local artists. All proceeds support children's nature-based education programs. For more info and tickets, call 776-9550 or go to highlandcenter.org.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit alversusagent.com. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2017 SNL PNC Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, friend of those who want no friend. Hello, happy Thursday afternoon, everybody. And we're back with Victoria Wendt, who's vice mayor and head of Firewise for Dewey Humboldt, and the mayor, Terry Nolan. Howdy, buddy.
Fine. How are you doing?
Get up to the microphone here.
Okay, here we go.
We're all sitting around the hot tub and you know getting our feet wet.
I know it. You know, it's kind of it's really kind of getting warm.
Yeah, it feels
this,
good. We got a number of subjects. We're going to talk later on about the Awa Fria Festival, which is coming up the 21st of September, and that's a big one. That's going to be
massive
fun stuff. But before that, we have some other things, house cleaning, so to speak. Speaking of that, the Dewey Humboldt Fall cleanup is underway right now.
Yes. It's been underway all week. And
tomorrow's the last day.
Tomorrow is the last day. So if
what does that mean? Just people go out and pick up litter? Or?
No, you can bring anything you want except batteries and tires and pharmaceuticals, you know, and dump them. They'll put them in the dumpster.
Hazardous chemicals.
Where, at City Hall?
Well, it's on property we own up on Main Street, past where the town hall is. And it's been in that location for about 3 years. So
okay, in the area know where that is, but if you're new, it's on Main Street.
Address.
Yeah.
I have it's 12938 East Main Street. It's just keep going past town hall there off of Main. You're going to go right alongside of that property. They'll open the gates up at 8 a.m., close them at 6.
All right, that's going on. Tomorrow's the last day, so if you've got something other than pharmaceuticals and
tires and batteries,
household trash. They don't want your, you know, food waste and so on. Refrigerator freezers with Freon and coolant in them. They don't want those either.
Okay. Well, someone's going to be there to help separate that.
Conjunction with the Firewise, so brush and yard clippings, all of that is acceptable. If you'll bring it all in, they'll stack all of that in the back and mulch it later.
Speaking of Firewise,
yes.
You had yourself a little fire yesterday.
We certainly did. We had a fire up on Chestnut, which was very close to me, so close I could see the water shooting out of those hoses. But I will tell you that CAFMA was there within 10 minutes of the call.
Who was there?
CAFMA. Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority.
See, that's an acronym, and we don't use acronyms without saying what they are first.
Yes.
But, was that a lightning caused?
No, it was caused by somebody. There was an abandoned mobile up there, and somebody was cutting up some metal, and obviously sparks were flying and caught the grass on fire. It burned just under 2 acres. But our fire emergency agencies, including Prescott National Forest, the sheriff's department, the ambulance service, everybody was there.
Right on it.
It was very active. They were on top of it right now.
That's good news.
Yes.
That's great. You know, it's to have something that and have the response so quickly, you know, in our area because it's so rural, it's a great thing that happens. And they're doing so much better than what they used to do 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, I have to do a little plug for myself here.
Yes.
My mother-in-law is in a nursing home down in Tucson, and so we went down to see her a couple months ago to visit with her. And coming back up, and went up Sunset Point and driving from there to Cutoff, and all that grass, dried grass, in the median and on a side, and I even told Bill Monroe, I said, somebody's going to throw a cigarette out there. Well, you know, one a week.
And it was burning.
I couldn't understand why they wouldn't think. I mean, it only happens every year, right?
Yeah.
They just shut the freeway down a few weeks ago.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So somebody say, hey, how about if we cut those weeds down a little bit? You want to get up to above about 6 or 8 inches, you get yourselves a little torch going right there.
Yeah, but then we have the monsoons and the doggone things grow right back,
well,
Chuck.
speaking of Firewise, you, Victoria, May you had your grand opening for the big
the
tower?
Dewey water tanks.
Water tanks, yeah.
The Blue Hills water tanks, 8,100 gallons. They are in place, and they have got them filled up from water tenders, and it's just exciting that we have that, and that's one thing that gave me relief yesterday. Like I said, I was very close to that fire yesterday. But I knew that we had that additional water if need be, because it's a long way down to where they can pick up more water. So it's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Terry?
Yes, sir.
New town hall location. You're kicking around some ideas about relocating?
Yeah, we are kicking around some ideas. We started negotiating with a property owner, but, you know, we're going to kind of pull back from that and review maybe some other locations that might be available that we could utilize and, you know, get into a little bit cheaper. So,
why do you need a new town hall?
Well, because of the space that we have isn't big enough. You know, our town hall council chambers only holds about 30 people. And sometimes we got 50 or 60 people to come into the meeting. So we need a bigger area for having, you know, town hall meetings so people can come and voice their opinion. We do have, you know, speakers on the outside of the building for people for the overflow, but, you know, that doesn't work as well as, you know, being able to be in the meeting and, you know, wanting to speak.
Which this segues into the two meetings you've coming up on the 11th.
Yes. Mm. Yes, there's a community meeting that's, you know, going to entail Mr. Beck, I believe, who has been working on, you know, trying to decipher other problems that are on a Superfund site. So, and he's going to make a presentation to the town council about that so that we can get a better handle on what's going on with the Superfund site. So he has been hired, you know, by a 501c3 corporation to, you know, do all the in, infrastructure examination and everything else, and he's thinking that EPA is not handling the situation the way they should. So
this is the Iron King mine?
Well, it's the Iron King and smelter combined.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to start to refence around all those properties so that it makes it a little bit difficult for people to get into. A lot of people are coming in, you know, on the backside and crossing the river and coming up the hill at the smelter site to, you know, wander around up there. And if they get hurt, someone's going to get in trouble.
So, yeah, you mean lawyers at 50 paces?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, the town's not going to be responsible for that. It's going to be EPA that's going to be responsible.
So that's one meeting.
That's one meeting. The other's, you know, the town council meeting. And then also they're having a community meeting at the barn, Mortimer's Farms, to, you know, talk more about that with the public. And they're trying to get people to, you know, have blood tests to see if they have any, you know, reaction to the smelter or the tailings from.
Well, is this part of the EPA
program? No, this is not part of the EPA.
This is
separate.
This is a nonprofit, Chuck. Yeah. It's called Humboldt Superfund Awareness and Research Team. And they meet at the Mortimer Barn, and this is going to be at 7 o'clock Saturday the 11th. And the issues that are going to be discussed are dust control, fencing, water systems, asbestos testing. So they're looking at all issues that could be a health concern for the community, which is a good thing. And then we have the EPA that is coming in also on the 11th between 12:30 and 2. They will be answering questions from anybody that wants to come in and talk to them and bring themselves up to date. So there are two meetings on the same day, one between 12:30 and 2 and the other one at 7 o'clock at Mortimer Farm.
And this brings up, of course, we're back to why we would like to see a bigger town hall so that people can have seating for 50, 100 people.
Space is very hard to find.
Very limited.
Very limited.
Even office space for the employees is getting very hard, and it's all limited. We got people, you know, working part-time, so, you know, if somebody's using a desk and then somebody else comes in, use the desk.
One desk, two chairs.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. But there are people that are, you know, have some problems with that. They don't want to see anything change. They like our town hall just the way it is, and they'd like to see us do something other, like expansion, purchase that, et cetera. There's options that we're
looking at. Let me know when you can get a consensus on anything, anywhere, about anything.
Yeah.
Okay, get back to me on that, will you, right away?
Absolutely. We can do that.
Being in contact, I signed up for your Dewey Humboldt Facebook page.
Yes.
And this helps people not only in your community, but in the surrounding area that have either a vested or curious interest in your beautiful town. Tell us about how people can stay connected.
Yeah.
Well, what they have is a website. The town has a website. And if you just go on to Dewey Humboldt Town Hall and just key that in, you can sign up for the Notify Me. That's going to allow you to subscribe to an unlimited number of emails and text message lists to receive updates and information about community news and calendar events as they occur.
All right, Dewey Humboldt, go to the Facebook page, and from Facebook, you can learn anything about
everything
in the world. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Even if they don't tell you what's right.
Trust me, it's on the computer.
That's right.
Trust me, we'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable with Terry Nolan and Victoria Wendt right after these words on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, Dewey, Humboldt, Mayor, and around the world on KQNA.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
At Nationwide Vision, when you buy four boxes of contact lenses, you will receive a free pair of eyeglasses, and you can even use your vision insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. A new poll from OH Predictive Insights shows the vast majority of Arizona voters say climate change is occurring. Chief of Research Mike Noble says across the political spectrum, 90% of Democrats and 75% of Independents agree climate change is taking place. Also, 55% of Republicans believe climate change is happening.
Three out of every four likely voters in Arizona believe climate change is occurring, with only 20% saying that it actually, they believe it's not occurring.
62% of Arizona voters say it's human caused.
When you looked at what was the cause of climate change or what it's attributed to, is that every demographic category was above water, except for Republicans, where 34% of Republicans thought it was due to human activity, while 46% thought it was not human activities.
A 20% chance for scattered spot storms today and tomorrow, 10% tonight and Saturday, 30% Sunday, cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 63 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with partly sunny highs around 90 tomorrow and Saturday, 83 Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low, a mostly clear 67 with mostly sunny highs Friday and Saturday near 100, a 10% chance for a spot shower tomorrow and Saturday, 30% Sunday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
At Nationwide Vision, for a limited time, get 50% off a complete pair of eyeglasses. That's great style at 50% off. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And thank you for lending your ear to this radio broadcast this Thursday afternoon. Terry Nolan, Victoria Wendt, Mayor, Vice Mayor, Dewey Humboldt, and how many people live in the Dewey Humboldt area?
There's about 4,000 people in the
4,000?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll know more once the census has been taken.
Yeah, well, I imagine it's probably a slow but steady growth.
In that. Yeah.
It's scary. Yeah. You ever go to Gila Bend and see what they have? Home of 8,000 people and two weirdos or something like that. They put 4,000 people and then there's one guy.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from there. It's all hot.
Yeah. What's this deal? A special election regarding Arizona Public Service? One that we love?
Yeah, it's an election for the town to determine whether we should have a franchise agreement with APS.
What's that mean?
Well, that allows them to come in quickly and fix stuff that goes wrong. You know, instead of having to come into the town and pay for a permit to do something, you know, it's going to allow APS to come into the community and just get on stuff and fix it. And, you know, that's going to be a benefit to the community, as well as there's, you know, a 2% fee that will come to the town. So instead of having them, you know, come in and pay for permit fees to do something, you know, we'll just have this 2% fee that they put on everybody's bill, and it comes to the town, and the town can use it for funding specific projects.
Well, we need all the revenue we can get.
Well, I'm sure, well don't we all? Yeah, yeah. All the towns need.
Especially don't have it, but when you don't have any property tax,
yeah,
then you're really looking.
Yeah, but but on the other hand, it's easier on APS.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yes, absolutely, and you know, but it has to be approved by the voters. So hopefully, you know, when that comes up in November, I think is when it's going to be that you know we'll get a franchise agreement with APS and. In the town, get a little.
So they're in favor of it.
Yeah.
APS is in favor
of it. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh,
absolutely. APS, and they do all the work. They do all the advertisement, all the promotions, all the other stuff.
And pay for the town, special election.
And pay for the special election. So, consequently, the town's not putting any money out for this. APS is responsible for it, and hopefully that it'll be approved and we can kind of, you know, get everything in order and make it easier for the APS to get into the area and work on stuff.
Terry, before we go to the Iowa Freer Festival, which Victoria just can't wait to talk about, you have, was it monthly coffee with anybody wants to come in and have coffee?
Yeah,
Tell me about that.
Weekly.
Not weekly, not monthly, it's weekly. I have coffee with the mayor on Wednesdays.
Oh, every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday at Mama's Restaurant at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And, you know, you can come in and complain about something and, you know, I can try and fix it or explain it, or you can come in and praise us, you know, and say, hey, we're doing good, you know, and
we like that.
And sometimes you get both, you know, people.
Well, sure, but it's an opportunity for some give and take without being in the middle of having some take minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. You know, having
to come to
a meeting and get up there in front of people. You know, a lot of people are nervous about getting up and talking in front of people. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I used to be that way myself.
I find that hard to believe.
But, yeah, he's been cured.
Yes.
So, it's, you know, it's a good thing.
Every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Mama's.
At Mama's. Okay.
Right there on Main Street in Humboldt.
All right. Now, Victoria.
Yes, sir.
The big event, and this is, I mean, we're talking big. I can't believe, there's Iowa Freer Festival coming up the 21st.
Yes.
Tell me about
that. Dewey Humboldt Historical Society puts this on once a year, and this year it's on September 21st. It will, they will begin the opening ceremonies at 9 a.m. There is a whole bunch going on. It is great family fun. There's going to be parades. We have a cowboy poet coming in, Don Fernwalt. We have contests, beard contests, mustache contests, Best Western Attire, Pie Tasting, Talent Show, and we have the gold prospectors there. You can prospect for a big old nugget of gold.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Also, and the Shady Ladies.
They have a raffle for raffling off a gold nugget, so mm-hmm. you can, you know, buy tickets for that, and at the end of the event, and they'll draw a ticket, and you'll win a nice gold
You know what's
nugget.
The best? It's only $3 a person.
I was going to say, admission's
$3.
$3.
Yeah. Where can you go anywhere for that kind of entertainment for just
$3? A day long, and where is this going to be held? Just
right
downtown?
On Main
be right on Main Street.
Just downtown.
Just
downtown.
Past the town hall. It'll be all blocked off, and there's tons of vendors, which have some very unusual things you can look at and buy from them, and supports
plus,
the town.
50-plus vendors coming in with arts and crafts, food, and, you know, accessories. So
yeah, one thing you haven't mentioned, and I know this is going to be a favorite, is a pet parade.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. Bring your pets.
At 9 o'clock is the pet parade, and after that is the main parade. And they got 30-plus entries for the for that. You got Dewey Classic Cruisers. Dewey Classic Cruisers are going to be there. APS Clowns are going to be there.
Gary and Charlotte Mortimer will be the Grand Marshals.
Good.
Yeah.
They're our local family farm.
You got the Granite Mountain Young Marines are going to be there. You got the Rough Riders, Arizona Rangers are going to be there for
bands.
Security.
We have bands
you
coming
got
in.
The Scottish American Color Guard leading the parade. They're going to be there.
You got a pie tasting.
Yeah, a pie tasting contest, which I am going to.
I was first and third.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have known.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, I'm going to with Tom Thurman and myself, we're going to judge the parade, too, so for that.
So you're not judging the best beard, then?
No. No, I'm not judging.
You're not eligible.
I have been in that beard contest ever since it started. And, you know, so many people have so much longer beards than mine.
Yep, yours is. You've got a Santa Claus beard.
Well, that's what I said. He plays Santa.
Yeah, I do that on the side.
You do that very
well. Sky Daddy's going to be there with music and country music and stuff. You got the Gold Prospectors, Prescott Radicalators, and Shady Lagers are going to be there.
They're going to put on
a demonstration.
Yeah, that's fun.
There's also
a talent show.
I think that's kind of first.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Have
it's
they
a
done
Humboldt,
that before?
Humboldt Got Talent, and they're looking for entries into that, and they're trying to get me to get into it, but I don't know about that. You got pony rides for the kids, itty bitty ponies for the kids. They're going to have.
Good, clean, family fun.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's what we aspire for in our town.
And besides having Don Fernwald there for Cowboy Poets, they're going to have a contest for cowboy poetry at 12 noon, and the winner's to be determined.
I can come down there and do my limerick?
Yes. You can.
Yes, but they don't chase you off.
Yeah.
How come you're saying yes and you're shaking your head no? I don't
know. Oh, you got the Friends of the Library. They're going to be in the parade. Mm-hmm. The food vendors. You got pulled pork, pizza, burgers, all the normal stuff that, you know, kernel.
Firewise will have their booth there.
Yeah.
And manning it with their literature and handouts and so on.
So it's not just... But it is an important community event.
Absolutely.
But it's a Yavapai County. In fact, it's an event for people in Maricopa County who want to get away from the city.
From the city.
Come up and see what a little town really like.
That's right.
Because I would say Dewey Humboldt is probably indicative of what a lot of people's small town where they came from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, numerous raffles are going to have. Casa Perez is going to be in the parade as well as having a vending. Food vending deal.
All this available. Dewey Humboldt Historical Society kind of running this whole show here.
And
go to the Facebook page, Dewey Humboldt, and have a good time.
Absolutely. You can, you know,
we want to see y'all there.
It's going to be one of the best events that Dewey Humboldt has had because they continuously are getting more vendors and more people entries into the parade. And more activities going on for the kids, for the adults, dancing, square dancing, all kinds of stuff. So
it's going to be fun. Look for posters are all around town. Terry, Victoria, thank you guys very much for being with us again today.
Okay.
That's going to wrap things up. Stay tuned for the news coming up. Then Mark Stein. Is it Mark Stein coming up? What's his name? Huh?
Ben
Stein.
Ben
Jack Levin.
Whatever. Who's going to be here?
We're going to listen to it anyhow. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. Stay tuned for more on KQ&A.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.